cattle futures were higher week to week on Friday. Agricultural economist Andrew P. Griffith says stronger cattle futures the past couple of weeks are offering profitable hedging opportunities for many cow-calf producers. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 17th of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices last week were mostly $4 higher on a live basis in the Southern Plains at $104 a hundredweight, $3 higher in the Northern Plains at $106, and $2.50 to $4 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $106.50 to $107. Dress trade was $2 higher in Nebraska at $165, and $2 to $7 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $165 to $170. Through Thursday, the 5-area direct weighted average steer price was $104.49 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $3.21 more than the previous week and just 91 cents less than the prior year. Keep in mind, it was a year ago that the August 9th Tyson packing plant fire in Kansas slammed cattle markets. In the beef, the weighted average steer price was $168.06, which was $4.87 more than the previous week and $2.40 less than the prior year. Live cattle futures closed unchanged and narrowly mixed on Friday. Week to week, they were an average of $2.23 higher, across a range of 60 cents higher at the back to $4.80 higher in spot August. In the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, USDA's Economic Research Service increased the expected annual fed steer price for this year 50 cents from the previous month's projection to $107.30 a hundredweight. Forecast prices are $101 in the third quarter, $104 in the fourth quarter, and $105 in the first two quarters of next year. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 640,000 head was 7,000 head more than the previous week's estimate, but 13,000 head fewer than the same week a year earlier. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter is 5.1% less than the same period last year at 19.69 million head. Estimated year-to-date total beef production is 2.4% less at 16.27 billion pounds. Overall wholesale beef values continued to gain ground for the second consecutive week. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $8.77 higher week to week on Friday at $214.24 a hundredweight. Select was $6.54 higher at $199.29. Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, explains in his weekly market comments, boxed beef prices are at their highest level since the middle of June. Much of that rebound is likely due to the upcoming Labor Day holiday, as many grocery stores are making their final purchases for the last grilling holiday of the year. More specifically, Griffith says choice prices are only $2 a hundredweight lower than the same week a year ago, while select prices are about $7 higher than the same week last year. What's more, Griffith says there may be some additional Labor Day beef buying, as it's still 3 full weeks down the road, which provides grocery stores a little more time to get product on the shelf. Next, he says, the beef market will continue to be supported as grocery stores make purchases to restock the meat counter following the holiday. Resurgent wholesale beef values and stronger negotiated cash fed cattle prices continued to support market optimism last week. Nationwide, calves and feeder cattle traded from $1 a hundredweight lower to $3 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Those analysts note that many of the receipts in the Northern Plains were coming off summer grass, with the yearlings reported in excellent condition. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 71 cents lower on Friday, but they were an average of 96 cents higher week to week on Friday, across a range of 27 cents higher at the back to $1.45 higher toward the front. Strong cattle futures the past couple of weeks are offering profitable hedging opportunities for many cow-calf producers, Griffith says. Although still lower than the contract high of $156, he points out the August feeder cattle contract is $28 higher since the first week of April, at levels last seen toward the end of February. The reason many people won't use price risk management in this environment is because they hold out hope that prices will go higher, Griffiths says, explaining the prices could continue to increase, but they could also decrease. He adds there are methods available to set a price floor and leave the top side of the market open. Further, Griffith explains that with feeder cattle prices fairly strong right now, it doesn't hurt to market cattle earlier than normal if a profit can be achieved. The markets to be wary of, he says, are the calf market and the slaughter cow market. He explains prices for both lighter weight calves and slaughter cows are likely to come under pressure the next few months as more of these classes make their way to town. With that in mind, he suggests there may be some advantage for some producers to early wean calves and market their cull slaughter cows in the near term instead of waiting until October or November. Corn futures closed slightly lower Friday on likely profit taking from the previous session's spike higher. Week to week, they are an average of 15 cents higher through the front six contracts, recovering a little more than what was lost the previous 2 weeks. Part of the weekly increase was due to WASD ending stocks coming in lower than the trade expected, and part was due to wonderments about the impact of last week's derecho storm that swept across the Midwest. For instance, based on satellite imagery and preliminary storm reports from the Storm Prediction Center, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship believes 36 counties in Iowa were hardest hit by the storm. Within those 36 counties, the storm likely had the greatest impact on 3.57 million acres of corn and 2.5 million acres of soybeans. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed on Friday. Positive news included retail sales increasing 1.2% month-to-month in July, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. On the other hand, congressional stalemate over additional coronavirus economic aid applied pressure. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 34 points higher. The S&P 500 closed fractionally lower, and the NASDAQ was down 23 points. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 17th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.